Welcome to Midnight Movies, episode If You're a Bird, I'm a Bird. Your host of today's episode will be Charlotte, and in her roundtable discussion of the movie The Notebook will be
Kate, Sabrina,
and Maddie.
So, did you guys like the movie or dislike it? Because I really liked it. It made me cry, and certain parts of it I thought were, like, really sweet. But what did you think?
Yeah, I love this movie, but the only part I cried at was, one, when they die, and two, when they're dancing and she can't remember him. I think that's the saddest part of the entire film. I love this movie, but at the same time, it set really unrealistic expectations of men.
Going off of what Kate said about it, change your perspective about the men, you know, how you idealize this perfect guy. When I was younger, the first time I saw The Notebook, it was amazing. Like, me and my mom watched it, we cried, it was fantastic. And like, now watching it for a second time for the podcast, I was just like, okay, that doesn't happen. All right, that's not real. He doesn't do that for me. And like, comparing my like relationship to my boyfriend like the entire time, it still made me cry. Like, when they died, like, who wouldn't cry? Because two old people who were like madly in love dying. So I liked it, but the second time it was kind of hard to watch and relate to.
So the first time I watched the movie, I completely sobbed the whole time. But unfortunately, every time I watch it now, I don't get the same reaction out of myself. But I still really do enjoy the movie, and I think it has a good storyline. Obviously, some parts are unrealistic in today's day and age. But overall, from when the movie takes place, I think that it's a good movie and that it sends a good message. And yeah.
I asked some of my guy friends whether they liked the movie or not to get a different perspective, and they had some mixed reviews, so here are their answers.
Yeah, I really, really liked the movie. I think the ending is what got me the most, though, you know? It was really touching.
I hated the movie. It was terrible. I don't know. I just don't relate to it. It's like, so, why is it so romantic? Gosh.
I thought the movie was, it was a pretty average movie. It's one of those basic romance novels, like, and I think it's a little cliche how much he, like, cares for her, but, like, overall it was a good movie. It just seemed like too much for me.
I thought the movie was pretty good. I thought it was cute. I liked the acting in it. I enjoyed watching it. Overall, the ending was very sad, but it made the movie fit well.
So as Sabrina mentioned earlier when we were talking about the movie, she compared Noah and Allie's relationship to her own personal relationship and how in the movie it's very unrealistic and has unrealistic expectations for what your boyfriend or girlfriend should do. So do you think that by watching this movie it affected your perspective on relationships now?
Absolutely. I remember I was so mad after watching it, and I was thinking, why doesn't my boyfriend jump on the top of the Ferris wheel for me?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he do this for me? But then I was like, okay, Maddie, like, this does not happen. You cannot climb up a Ferris wheel and hang from your dad.
Yeah, in all Nicholas Sparks movies, it's, like, ridiculous how much he puts these men through.
And, like, also how he just, like, laid in the middle of the road and was like, come on, lay with me. My boyfriend would be like, get your ass off the street. He'd be the one, yeah, like, saying, you're stupid, Sabrina. I'd be like, but it's cute.
My boyfriend would be like, you are so dramatic, just get up.
Again, I asked the same guy friends the question of, do you think this movie sets unrealistic expectations for romantic relationships? And this is what they had to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, like, what? A fucking Ferris wheel trying to kill himself? Oh, come on, man. That's so unrealistic. And butter a house? Oh, God. No. Just no. You can't do that today.
I do think that watching the movie, it set high expectations for romantic relationships. But I think that was the point. And I don't think it really affects anything about today's society, but he definitely went above and beyond when he didn't, I think, need to.
So, obviously, the gestures Ryan Gosling did in the movie were very large, and they're unrealistic for real life, but I don't really know if they had a real impact on romantic relationships in terms of society, because I don't think any girl expects their boyfriend or lover to buy them an entire house to win their love.
Thanks for listening to Midnight Movies, and remember,
always follow your heart.